The American Civil Liberties Union is turning 100 years old. And in honour of that, the organisation is going on a national tour to engage communities around the country about the ongoing work of the organisation, as well as a discussion about current threats to civil liberties. I spoke with ACLU Colorado Executive Director Nathan Woodliffe Stanley.
The ACLU, of course, was founded in 1920, and that means the year that women got the vote, and that means that 2020 is the 100th anniversary or the centennial for the ACLU nationwide. The ACLU of Colorado was founded, I think, in 1952, but there's been ACLU presence going back earlier than that here, and over that time, the ACLU has changed a lot. It really started defending peace and labor activists. It became really very much a legal organization, or it was focused on lawsuits defending rights under the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And in more recent years, we've really expanded into more legislative and policy work, more communications, and recently more engagement with elections and organizing and work in the field. It's in the last couple of years, since the 2016 election, there was a lot of growth in the ACLU nationwide and here in Colorado. And so we have a lot more volunteers, a lot more activists, a lot more people who can be mobilized to make calls on issues or legislation, things like that. So it's changed a lot over the years, and especially in the last couple of years.
Despite those changes, are there some battles that you're consistently and continuously fighting, that you have been fighting over the last 100 years?
Oh, certainly. I mean, the exhibit that's coming around, this ACLU 100 exhibit, it'll be here this weekend on Saturday and Sunday at the Stanley Marketplace in Aurora. And if you want to see the schedule of what's in there, there's a website that's aclu100.org that describes all of what will be there. And there will be traveling exhibits there on issues like immigration and mass incarceration and voting rights. And these sorts of issues are the ones that we have worked on over the years and continue to work on here in Colorado, along with issues like reproductive rights and LGBTQ rights, privacy and surveillance issues, First Amendment issues. There's a wide range of rights that are based in the Constitution and Bill of Rights, and what we want to see is for them to be made real, but really most importantly, made real for everyone. You know, even the original Constitution didn't apply to everyone, and it's important that we make sure that the rights that we fight for are applied to all people. So our work on mass incarceration is also work on racial justice, because there's so much racial injustice in our incarceration system. So those are the issues we work on, and of course there's many more pieces to all of that.
Well, I know one of the groups that will be participating, they're going to be performing on Saturday, April 6th. That's the Undocumonologues. And these are the folks that we've featured many times on KGNU, first-person monologues delivered by people who are undocumented and really telling their own personal story to counteract the narrative that gets pushed out so often and repeated, particularly by corporate media or media that has its own maybe right-wing agenda that seeks to dehumanize immigrants. And we're seeing that so much now with, the war-like rhetoric about what's happening at the southern border. We talk about immigration in the context of civil rights and that fight that's happening, particularly here in Colorado.
Well, that is one of the biggest battles that the ACLU is fighting right now, both nationally with things like the child separation policies at the border, which that is still not resolved. There's still families separated that have not been reunited in spite of court orders more than half a year ago. And we've learned about even more people that have been separated that we didn't know about then. Here in Colorado, we struggle against the same kind of demonization of immigrants that is coming from our national leadership and that is happening around the country. It's very disturbing, and it it affects many people's lives. One of the things that we're really trying to do is to separate as much as possible the work of local law enforcement from ICE and from the federal immigration system, because when those get entangled with each other, it breaks down trust in all local law enforcement. You end up with situations like the woman we represented at one point, Claudia Valdez, who was a victim of domestic violence, and when she called, she's the one who ends up being arrested. And people won't call about things like domestic violence. They won't call the police about anything, won't want to be witnesses if they're afraid that local police are actually tied in with ICE. So keeping that separate is one of the things that we can do at the state and local level, even while what we really need is both a better attitude but broad immigration reform at the national level.
We are in the last month or so, certainly the last few weeks of the current state legislative session, and I know there have been a whole slate of bills really addressing one of the issues that you identified, and that is mass incarceration. And it's everything from eliminating cash bond for a certain low-level offenders to even the basic human the basic gesture of providing free menstrual products for women who were incarcerated in local jails. I think a lot of people were shocked that that was actually something that needed to be addressed in 2019. Another bill to restore voting rights to people on parole in Colorado.
Yeah.
There are still many issues here in Colorado. What are some of the pieces of legislation that you can look to in 2019 that are currently being debated, yet to maybe play out fully at the state legislature, or ones that have already been passed?
Well, just this week there are hearings on some of our key bail reform bills, House Bill 1225 and Senate Bill 191. These both, by the way, have bipartisan support. In fact, House Bill 1225 got out of the House unanimously. It's pretty amazing. But these are really important in that they will, as you said, they will remove monetary bail from low-level offenses, so that instead you're supposed to only have a personal recognizance bond. Right now, more than half the people in our jails are not there because of being convicted of any kind of offense. They're there on pretrial detention, and often it's because there's a bail or bond, and it can be very low-level. It might be just $100, but if you can't pay that, you end up staying in jail. And that has all sorts of secondary consequences on people's lives. The other bill is one that would make sure that when you are released, that it happens quickly and that there aren't fees that can hold people in jail even when they have a PR bond.
Well, people will have an opportunity to really take a look at the American Civil Liberties Union at 100 as part of this nationwide multi-city tour. It will be in Denver this Saturday and Sunday. That's April 6th and 7th at the Hangar at Stanley, and that's in Aurora. And there's 2 days full of activities and panel discussions and all of these topics that we have been discussing. And you can find out more at aclu100.org. That's 100.org. Nathan, thank you very much for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Nathan Woodliffe-Stanley is the executive director of the ACLU of Colorado.